From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Audie Cornish, and we begin this hour with Sandy by the numbers. At least 39 people on the East Coast have died as a result of the massive storm.
69 are dead in the Caribbean.
8.2 million people in the U.S. are without power.
And while it's too early for an accurate tally, insured losses alone are estimated at $5 to $10 billion.
For 2 days, the New York Stock Exchange has been closed.
1888 was the last time weather shut down the exchange for 2 consecutive days.
17,000 flights have been canceled so far across the Northeast.
And 14 feet of storm surge swamped Manhattan yesterday, handily beating the previous record of 10 feet.
We're going to focus our efforts now on the aftermath of that unprecedented surge. In a moment, we'll hear about New York's inundated subway system. But first, here's NPR's Margo Adler.
Millions of New Yorkers woke up this morning to a strangely quiet city, with stores shuttered, transportation halted, houses flooded, and some 2 million people without power. At a news conference today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said he dealt with hurricanes, earthquakes, but nothing like this.
The Hudson River, downtown Manhattan, was literally pouring into the Ground Zero site with such a force that we were worried about the structure of the pit itself.
He described water pouring into the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel like a river at high velocity. A little bit uptown in the East Village near Avenue C, Bill Raftu was surveying the damage to his dwelling.
Water. And I still have water in a basement. It's all the way up to the ceiling.
The storm caused about 23 serious fires. The worst fire was at Breezy Point, a beachfront community in Queens. The fire destroyed scores of houses. Mike Bracci, a resident, said water was over 5 feet high.
Last night there was a lot of people escaping the fire, coming through the water, holding children face high, coming down this road.
On Long Island, 90% of the population lost power. 4 hospitals have been evacuated. Parks are still closed. Fallen trees have crushed cars and are responsible for at least one of New York City's deaths from the storm. At the end of his news conference, Governor Cuomo said, "I would like to say this is the last occurrence we will have. I don't believe that."
Anyone who says there's not a dramatic change in weather patterns, I think is denying reality.